This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. United States Attorney General Merrick Garland is in Louisville in the U.S. state of Kentucky Wednesday to announce the Department of Justice's findings resulting from its investigation into the Louisville Metro Police Department and Louisville Metro government. He says the investigation has revealed big problems.
The department has concluded that there is reasonable cause to believe that Louisville Metro and LMPD engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution. There is also reasonable cause to believe that they engage in conduct that violates Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Safe Streets Act, and the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Switching gears, the owner of Russia's Wagner Group military company has claimed his troops have extended their gains in the key Ukrainian stronghold of Bakhmut as fierce fighting continues in the war's longest battle. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
Yevgeny Prigozhin says Wagner troops have taken full control of the eastern part of Bakhmut, but neither Russian nor Ukrainian officials have commented so far on the claim. In a blustery video statement recorded near a landmark World War II T-34 tank monument from Bakhmut, the Wagner chief said the capture of the city would allow the Russian military to exploit the success and push deeper into the Donbass to make, he says, the entire world shudder. But Western officials have emphasized even if Ukrainian troops eventually do retreat from Bakhmut, its capture will not have strategic significance or change the course of the conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An explosion in eastern Syria on Wednesday killed at least three people, according to reports. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack in the area. This is VOA News. A road trip to Mexico for cosmetic surgery veered violently off course when four Americans were caught in a drug cartel shootout. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price has some details.
First, today we learned the very sad news that Mexican state and federal authorities recovered four U.S. citizens kidnapped on March 3rd in Matamoros, Mexico. Two U.S. citizens were returned to the United States. The bodies of two other U.S. citizens killed in the same incident were also recovered.
The region's governor said their minivan crashed and was fired on shortly after they crossed into the border city of Matamoros on Friday as drug cartel factions tore through the streets. A stray bullet also killed a Mexican woman about a block and a half away. Five women who said they were denied abortions despite grave risk to their lives have sued the U.S. state of Texas. This is the first apparent case of pregnant women suing over curbs imposed after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last June. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
The women said Monday they were denied abortions despite grave risk to their lives. One of them, Amanda Zarowski, said she was hospitalized in Texas with a premature rupture of membranes, meaning her fetus couldn't be saved. But doctors told her she could not have an abortion until fetal cardiac activity stopped or her condition became life-threatening. The other four said they had to travel out of state to get abortions to avoid serious medical complications.
That was Ryan Chang for Reuters. Residents of Taiwan's outlying islands near the Chinese coast have been without the internet for the past month. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Taiwan's National Communications Commission blames two Chinese vessels for cutting the cables. Taiwan's government stopped short of calling it a deliberate act on the part of Beijing, and there's no direct evidence to show the Chinese ships were responsible. Authorities say tracking data shows Chinese ships in the area where the cables were cut. Some experts suspect China may have done it as part of a harassment of the self-ruled island it considers its territory. They point to Russia's destruction of the Ukrainian internet infrastructure as a weapon of war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will on Monday meet U.S. President Joe Biden and Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese to discuss the emerging AUKUS security pact, the UK leader's spokesperson said Wednesday. The meeting comes with Australia set to seal a nuclear-powered submarine deal with Britain or the United States, seen as part of the trio's efforts to counter China's growing assertiveness in the Pacific region. Diane Roberts, VOA News.